All righty. Greetings, welcome everyone. Welcome and greetings as we get into the morning sessions here. Our next one up is about Snoopy, baseball's top dog by Melissa Booker. She lives in Portland, Oregon. She's a Reds fan, and here she is.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the opportunity to come to my presentation about Snoopy, baseball's top dog. Before we get started, I wanted to give you a little bit of background. I've been a Sabre member since 2012. I normally do projects that are focused on the person behind the statistic. However, I have been in a relationship with Snoopy since 1978. And so, for this project, I decided to do a little bit of background and learn about the dog behind the statistic, or the cartoon character in this case. And this is my childhood Snoopy in his Red Baron costume. So a little bit about Snoopy. Snoopy, for those of you that don't know, is a member of the Peanuts cartoon strip that was written by Charles and M. Schulz. The strip ran for almost 50 years as both a daily and in a Sunday newspaper. What's really fascinating about the neighborhood strip, it was about a group of kids, and Snoopy was the dog of Charlie Brown. And here's Charlie Brown. He was the dog of Charlie Brown. There were over 17,897 strips all total. Over 10% were about baseball. Snoopy was in 804 strips. 716 strips. I have the number 804 on my mind. The reason that number is important is that Schulz loved the game of baseball and was able to weave it into the strips. Snoopy had a very humble beginning. You'll notice in this strip that he has a pointed nose and that he's walking on all four legs, which is significant because later he walks on two. Here, Charlie Brown is trying to teach Snoopy how to walk. Again, this is what helps Snoopy become more agile, more well-developed, you might even say a little bit more human-like. So a big, big moment for Snoopy. You might say Snoopy is a bit of a Renaissance dog. Snoopy believes he can do anything. He's very, very confident in his abilities. He believes that all of life's problems can be solved with a smack. A smack, for those of you that don't know, is a kiss. That is normally a him giving to Lucy because he's gotten in trouble with her. Snoopy believes that he can do anything and that he's the world famous at everything he does. Some of the things that he has done, he's been a World War I flying ace where he uses his doghouse as his plane. He has been a Zamboni driver for a hockey team, a tennis player, a hockey player. He's been Joe Cool. He has just been everything possible, even a novelist. And again, he believes he is the world famous at everything he does. Here is the strip of him when he first became the World War I flying ace. And again, you'll see that he's using his doghouse as his plane. What I love about this particular strip is it's his innovative, creative way that he tackles something new in his life. This is not intended to offend any attorneys in the room. I just love this strip because he seriously is contemplating whether to have a donut or to sue somebody. Snoopy loves to eat, and so I love that he's considering food over a career. Here he is as Joe Cool. His Joe Cool character came about during the 1970s when the Happy Days show was popular on ABC. So I'm pretty sure that Joe Cool is a reflection of the Fonz. The one thing to note about Snoopy and his world-famous attitude is in reality is he's not the best at everything that he says he is. For example, he is not a great novelist. However, he believes he is one, and that's what I love about him. He's always willing to try, and you've got to give him credit for that. He at least puts his best foot forward. However, none of the writers or authors here need to worry. Most of his writing is about his dislike of cats and dark and stormy nights, so I think you're all safe. The one thing that Snoopy is really, really good at, believe it or not, is playing baseball. However, before I go there, I did want to read this quick note that Charles Schulz said about Snoopy, which I think is great. Snoopy's whole personality is a little bittersweet, but he's a very strong character. He can win or lose, be a disaster, a nerd. I'm sorry, I can't see. A nerd or anything, and yet it all works out in the end for him. So I love that quote. I love what Schulz said there. He is, though, a really good baseball player. If you were to do a scouting report on him, it would probably come up as follows. First, he's a power hitter. He plays shortstop. He's also the team's groundskeeper. He's always has a big uppercut swing, like the old-time power hitters of the early days, more like a Babe Ruth or a Hank Aaron. He's a decent fielder. He can't throw the ball, but he can catch the ball with his mouth. He's very, 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 very times 100 confident in his abilities and what he can do on the field. He knows he's the best player. He knows that he's the top dog on the team, so to speak. Here's the first strip in which Snoopy was active on a baseball field. There are strips of him watching Charlie Brown pitch, but this is the first strip in which he actually had action and took action on a field. And what I love about it is Schulz uses the pun of he's a dog catcher, a ball catcher, so I love that. I find this a little bit funny because this is when he became the shortstop on the team. Charlie Brown was complaining about all the different players on the team and all of their different problems, and he notes that Snoopy can't throw, but he's going to still put him at shortstop. So it's Charlie Brown's acknowledgement that he can't throw, but yet he's still going to be his best player, and he's still going to put him there. I kind of always chuckle at this particular strip because I think it's Charlie Brown's greatest move as a manager. In this particular strip, Snoopy is paired with Linus. Linus is his second baseman, and Snoopy is the shortstop. I apologize, I'm nervous. Here's Linus. But it was a great pairing. They respect each other on the field and off, and they get along well, and it really is one of the best moves that Charlie Brown ever made as a manager, but probably never gets credit for. So kudos to Charlie Brown for recognizing team dynamics. Snoopy is a very high-maintenance player. He's demanding. He doesn't always pay attention. He's been known to fall asleep. He's not very respectful to Charlie Brown, who is not only his manager, but also his owner and feeds him. He refers to him as the little round-headed kid. He's not always well-mannered, let's put it that way. So he's a bit of a diva. So here he is, where he actually fell asleep in the middle of a game. And to Charlie Brown's credit, He says he hates to interrupt somebody that's sleeping so peacefully. So that was not one of his better moments. I love this particular strip. It's my favorite strip of all the almost 18,000. I love this for two reasons. First, I can now never look at a shortstop talking to a pitcher and wonder, are they asking for a scritch? Second of all, ever the fan of the game, Charlie Brown acknowledges the retirement of Sandy Koufax, and so I think that's pretty cool. But I just think it's hilarious that he interrupted the pitcher for a scritch. Despite being high maintenance and a bit of a troublemaker sometimes, he's still worth protecting. In this particular game, Peppermint Patty's team beamed Snoopy. And what I love is Charlie Brown calls out, "What are you doing? You beamed my best player." And unfortunately, for a team that doesn't win very often, they had to forfeit the game, or Charlie Brown chose to forfeit the game. But he did it to show that beaming's not right and to support Snoopy. So kudos to Charlie Brown for sticking up for his best player. Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, Snoopy. I know you probably never thought those three would go together, but they do. In 1973, Hank Aaron was chasing Babe Ruth's home run record. But you probably didn't know is that Snoopy also was chasing the same home run record. Probably sounds a little far-fetched, and maybe it was, but it was Charles Schulz's way of letting America know what Hank Aaron was facing. So over a series of strips, the actions being faced by Aaron were mirrored by Snoopy. And what I love about these strips is that you really had empathy for Snoopy, which is sometimes hard to do because he can be a pain sometimes. But also you learned about the plight of Hank Aaron and what a gift that Charles Schulz was able to use the power of the comic strip for that. So here are several strips that were used during that period. This first one is awesome, in my opinion, because Linus, his double play partner, tells Charlie Brown that Snoopy can tie Babe Ruth. And what's great about it, Charlie Brown, ever the baseball statistician, says, Hank Aaron's gonna break that record. He knows the game. He's surprised that a dog is up for it as well. So I love this strip. It's definitely one of my favorites. And this next strip is great. Hank Aaron received a lot of complaints that people didn't want him to break the record. And here it is, his old friend Lucy complaining that you're not even human, you're a dog. And then a little bit of break in Snoopy. Hank Aaron received a lot of letters, a lot, and went through a lot of stress and pressure. So did Snoopy. And we saw that stress that he was under in these strips. Again, more letters, Snoopy. And again, Snoopy trying to play it cool. I'm fine, I'm good. But you can see the pressure has built up with him. In all transparency, I don't like the ending. Charlie Brown is picked off at second base, and Snoopy's not able to break the record. Needless to say, Snoopy was not very happy with Charlie Brown and was quite bitter for quite some time. Of course, he eventually needed to eat, so they were able to make up. The positive is that Charles Schulz was able to tell Hank Aaron's story and share that with the world through a dog. And I think that's pretty awesome. Another MLB player that you probably don't consider with Snoopy is Cal Ripken Jr. But when I look at Cal Ripken, a power-hitting shortstop, I don't mean it in a mocking way. It's just something to consider. Both were power-hitting shortstops. Both were rookies of the year. Cal Ripken played on a winning team. Cal Ripken won a World Series. Snoopy's the best player on his team. So maybe there's a comparison. So maybe something to think about. Did you know that Snoopy was also a manager? Snoopy did what a lot of people do when they get upset. They go into management. And so when Snoopy did that, Lucy went to Charlie Brown and said, Snoopy's upset. And so he became the manager of the neighborhood team. He was not the best manager. He was demanding. He was a very difficult manager. He would give you the boot if you didn't perform the way he wanted to. That makes it difficult to have a team if you're giving everybody the boot. So Charlie Brown went to Snoopy to try to get his job back, and lo and behold, he gave him a smack and all was better. What's really interesting about Snoopy the manager is he still manages Woodstock's team. He's still very demanding, but he's more fatherly with them, and he doesn't give the birds the boot. What's interesting about Snoopy the manager is he's a lot like Charlie Brown. And I think that's Schultz's way of showing that we learn from others, whether directly or indirectly. So really, Snoopy is Charlie Brown with a really, really, really big ego. So the other part of Snoopy's life that is pretty amazing is Snoopy the marketer. Snoopy is the cartoon, the strip ended in 2000. Snoopy is still a hit. There are 700 licensing agreements with Peanuts. The state of Schultz has made a tremendous amount, continues to make a tremendous amount of money. And Snoopy is a star. He has appeared in every major league uniform, several minor league uniforms, and multiple international uniforms. He's not Shohei Ohtani popular, but he's pretty popular. He was the star of the Peanuts movie, which continues to make money to this day from 2015. What's interesting about that movie, it was really Snoopy became the lead over Charlie Brown. That was really the turning point. He has his own series on Apple Plus. It's now in its third season. And it's a well-received, popular show for the network. He is also a social media star. Peanuts now directs everything to @Snoopy instead of @Peanuts. So really, everything from the Peanuts world drives to Snoopy. Many of you have probably heard of MetLife. For years, the Peanuts family had a relationship with MetLife. It ended several years ago, and there was outrage. People were not out so much outraged by the other characters being gone, but they were upset about Snoopy going away, primarily because they were used to the blimp with Snoopy, and Snoopy in his baseball uniform, and I actually have in my bag. A MetLife Snoopy in his baseball uniform giveaway item. So everybody has that image of Snoopy in his baseball uniform. For those of you that are baseball card folks, Snoopy, one of the most popular baseball cards is the Ziploc card set from 1990. Snoopy is, of course, card number one. Brags about him being Rookie of the Year. And this is a copy of the set. I have not been able to procure it, but I know it's very popular. He is world famous for being on bobbleheads and is they go anywhere between $36 to $44. Couple other items for him. This is my actual favorite. Here he is on a Pez dispenser, and this actually has a Chicago White Sox hat. He gives you an entire packet of Pez and plays Take Me Out to the Ball Game. In conclusion, I believe that Snoopy is baseball's top dog. With all due respect to Fred McGriff, who will be going into baseball's Hall of Fame in just a few weeks, Snoopy has been a player, a manager, and a marketer. Of course, as we all know, Snoopy would correct me, and he would tell everybody he is baseball's world-famous top dog. A few things, so I apologize. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I started reading the strip around 1957 or 8, I think. And forgive me for a quibble. I have two quick comments. I didn't remember Snoopy playing shortstop, but I definitely do remember that he was shifted to center field, where he made a number of spectacular catches that took a whole Sunday strip to reproduce. So I wouldn't want that to pass unnoticed.
No, he did.
The second is doesn't have to do with Snoopy, but it has to do with the strip. My most vivid memory of baseball in the strip is Charlie Brown and Linus coping with weeks of depression over the last at-bat of the 1962 yeah. World Series, starting with Charlie Brown screaming, "Why couldn't McCovey have hit the ball 3 feet higher?" a sentiment that so many of us shared, but thank you very much.
No, there's a lot of depression associated with baseball in that strip.
I'm just wondering if you've had a chance to, I'm over, on this side this time, if you've had a chance to see the Charles Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa, California.
I haven't been able to, but I'm going to California later this summer and hope to make it there.
Well, I live in Santa Rosa, and it's a marvelous place. I think you would really like it.
No. Thank you for that suggestion.
Hi. One comment and one question. The comment, you showed the strip where Snoopy first appears as the World War I flying ace, and my favorite remark about that is Mort Walker, who did the Beetle Bailey comic strip, he and Schulz had a friendly rivalry going, and Walker picks up his paper, reads that strip, and says, "I don't know a damn thing about this business."
Well, I think what's really cool about Snoopy is that he's not a, I mean, I think that's what's so great. First, all of his supplies are in his, somehow live in that doghouse, which I don't know how that's possible. The second thing is that Schulz was not afraid to put Snoopy in any situation, and I think that's a compliment to Snoopy as a character, and B, pretty risky, right? Would fans be receptive to that? And you know, even as a baseball player, Snoopy, you know, Snoopy's this lovable, sweet dog, right? But as a baseball player, he's kind of a jerk to Charlie Brown. I mean, and that was a risk that Schulz took, and I think that's a, like I said, I think that's actually a real compliment to Snoopy that character could take that on, and to me that shows that Schulz, I think he lived through all the characters, and this was just another way to live, so, you know, Snoopy was another opportunity of being able to express something different.
Thanks. My question, and you may have shown this, and I apologize if I missed it, but does Snoopy's appeal to baseball fans go international? Are there, I could see him being very popular in Japan as a baseball icon, but I didn't know if you've seen that or not.
You know, I should have gone into that more. He, from everything I've read, a lot of it is that he's lovable and cute, right? And he looks good in a baseball uniform. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. He has that cuteness factor to him. So, in many ways, it's like, I'm surprised Major League Baseball hasn't done more with him, as well as other international teams. Because he can appeal to younger oral audiences and older audiences like myself. Thank you for the question.